It's really an awesome thing to stand at the Garden of Gethsemane. The olive trees are over 2,000 years old. It's located right at the foot of the Mount of Olives. A beautiful setting. But it's not the beauty of the place that overwhelms you. It's the history, that which went on there. This is Leroy Imes speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, a few thoughts from a garden. The word Gethsemane means olive oil press. An olive oil press is constructed in such a way that two huge, round, rough stones grind one against the other, and there's a groove cut in one so that the oil runs out. Because of the weight of these stones, tremendous pressure is brought to bear on the olives. But those of us who have read of the suffering and agony of Jesus Christ in that garden know that the story of the greatest pressure ever experienced was not physical, but spiritual. His soul was exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. He was in agony, and his sweat was as it were great drops of blood falling to the ground. Here was an agony and suffering and spiritual pressure brought to bear that was unique in the annals of history. Nothing like it before or since. But it is also true that the followers of Christ have been promised a taste of that pressure. Peter said, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you." Paul said, "For unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake." Jesus said, "These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." How do we handle it? What do we do? First, there must be a determination to see it through. Long before the agony of the garden, Jesus began to teach his disciples that he must suffer many things and be killed. When the time was come, he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem. He was determined to see it through. Secondly, there must be a commitment to the will of God. Jesus prayed, "Not my will, but thine be done." In the midst of it all, there must be earnest prayer. The record tells us that Jesus prayed earnestly. Then there must be a realistic view of the trials and pressures we face. In speaking of this, Paul said we do groan being burdened. These are the groans of sorrow under a heavy load. We need to face the fact that the calamities of life are a heavy load, but they must be looked upon in the light of heaven. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. We know that we have a home waiting for us, eternal in the heavens. Thank God for that living hope, because where there is hope, life has meaning and purpose. Peter said, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope, a living hope, by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you." Our hope is rooted and grounded in the promises of God. Our guidance for handling the pressures of life come to us from God's Word. May God bless you as you live life under God's guidance and power.